This week's parasha, parasha Vayichi, in the brachas that Yaakov gives to his children, Yaakov Avinu speaks about Yisachar and Zvulun. And he starts with Zvulun l'chayv yom mishkoin for l'chayv aniers v'yirchasol tzidoin. And Rashi brings that Yisachar is the one who supported Zvulun is the one who supported Yisachar. Rashi says, Zvulun oisig v'pravatyo umamtzi mozo in the Sherit Yisachar. Zvulun is one who works, and he gives pranosot to Sherit Yisachar, v'emoyis kimatayim. And this also speaks, Rashi refers to the Pasuk in Devarim, where Moshe Rabbeinu gave a bracha to the Shvatim, also speaks about Yisachar and Zvulun, and there it says, Tzmach Zvulun mitzisecho, v'yisachar bo'alecho, Zvulun goes out to work, and Yisachar is the one who is in Mismanish. And really, Rashi is quoting here the Medrash over here. The Medrash says, "Shazvul oisig apravatro v'yisachar oisig matayro uzvul bo machilo yifir kadmo." Zvul is in charge of feeding Yisachar. Now, there's an interesting discussion that comes out from the Poiskim, the one who lays it out very nicely, very clearly. A lot of what we're going to say today comes from what he, from his piece. Is Rav Asher Weiss, the Mechaz Asher. It comes out that really, for the first year, there's two ways to understand this concept that we know that we all have, Yisachar and Zvulun. There's a idea of Yisachar and Zvulun. Yisachar and Zvulun means you have somebody who learns, and there's somebody else who supports it. Right? The Gemara mentions it, the Gemara in Soito, gives us tells us, and Rashi begins, Zvachim quotes it, the Gemara says, "My boy Zivuzaloi, like Shemaya Achi Azaria." Don't be like Shmaya Chizah. Shmaya and Azariah, they did a good deal, which was okay. That was a class Yisachar Zvulun. And he helped them learn Torah. It's okay. We're talking about Hillel v'Shamna, with the year they came after the fact and tried to learn Torah. That was something you can do. So it comes out, what? That after the fact, Shamna came to Hillel and said, "I want to support you." So it's too late. You have to support me before. So the Gemara refers to the Rashi and Zvon quotes it as well. The idea of Yisachar Zvulun, the idea that you have your support and you have someone who's learning, that's the idea of Yisachar Zvulun. So the first you come down and say is, what is Yisachar and Zvulun? How does it work? And there's two ways to understand it. One way to understand it is, Yisachar Zvulun really means you're supporting Torah. Really, there's a lot of different ways to support people that do mitzvahs, people that are busy with Kedusha. You're supporting Torah one way. It's a very nice thing to do. So therefore, that's really Yisachar Zvulun. You're not doing too much. All you're doing is, you have here a Zvulun who's supporting Yisachar, and immediately he gets also a Chelek HaTorah. And it's a special thing that we have, that we mentioned over here, by Yisachar Zvulun, that when a person dedicates himself to support something, he right now gets some schar, special reward, that otherwise he wouldn't have get, because he's supporting creating Torah in the world. The other way to understand it is what maybe more common sense, common knowledge people know of Yisachar Zvulun. And the Yisachar Zvulun is a real partnership. It's a partnership. Meaning they're dividing between them in a full partnership what they're doing. Before we get to understand a little bit more, Rashi Weiss brings over here the diuk from the Shut Maharam El Shakar. Maharam El Shakar basically says, he speaks about the idea of supporting. He says, he refers to it, you're helping mitzvahs, helping Torah mitzvahs, a beautiful thing. Last for a year, it's really like, you know, you have a schar for anything the person does. There's a kind of help of creating Torah in the world, giving a schar. The other way to understand it is, that you're not just getting reward for something good that you're doing. But the idea of the partnership means that we're dividing the partnership equally. Meaning, we're not dividing the reward. We're dividing the maaser. Zvulun tells Yisachar, I'm working, your partnership with me in my business. You're learning, so I'm partnership with you and you're learning. I'm also learning. And therefore what? Therefore I get half the reward because I learned half. In other words, the Yisachar Zvulun doesn't mean that I have your full partnership. The Yisachar Zvulun, so to speak, are one person. And Yisachar takes half what Zvulun has what Yisachar has. Or we just say, listen, Zvulun is supportive of Torah. When you look at the Shulchan Aruch, speaking about Yisachar Zvulun,
thought that doesn't exempt Zvulun from making his own Kuveri.
Yeah, you have to do Kuveri too. Right. In other words, not completely exaggerating. If anything, you still have mitzvahs, a mitzvah Torah. When the Ramah brings it in Hichus Tamei Torah, beginning, the first Ramah, he says, V'yachol Adam, latnei chaveru shehu yasek b'Torah, v'hu yamtzer p'anosah. One will learn, the other one will work. V'yachlik imoy v'schar. And he will divide the schar. So he says, the Shach brings over here, klum v'schar Torah v'schar v'shir v'yach. Zeyeh ben shneim b'yach. The mashmos of the Ramah here, and the Nusa Kalim, is we're talking about a part, a full partnership. You work, and we are partners in that. I'm learning, we're partners in that. So the question is, how do you learn yourself as well? So as well as just have someone supporting a mitzvah, supporting Torah, beautiful. Or you talk about here a full partnership. And there's a few enough kaminas that we see, and obviously this is a very big sugya, something big to learn. I just want to point out a few things we find in the Paiskim that come out of the Chorot that it depends on this understanding, depends on the Nafkamina. Ramosha Feinstein in Yeridech, like Dalit, has a very, very long tshuva to come and to give all the halachas of Yisrael Zvulun. And the Ramosha clearly understands, not like Gemara Mashakar, the way the Mechassah shows with the acronym, but he understands that it's a full 100% partnership. 100%. One of the discussions is when the Yisachar gives his Torah to Zvulun, is he giving up 50% of his reward in the world to come? Is he giving up 50% of his Olam Haba? Or the flip side of the same question, it's the same idea. Can a person do Yisachar Zvulun with one more than one person? Can you do it or not? It's known that Rav Shteiman once there was a very big fear that came to him and says, I'm willing to support everything. I want to do Yisachar Zvulun with Rosh Hashanah. I said, okay, no problem. And the next day came another one without saying request. I said, okay, again, no problem. So they asked him, what do you mean? How can you do Yisachar Zvulun with so many people? He said, it's not a problem. It's like a candle. If they had a candle, you could put a candle with this, you could add a candle here, you could add a candle over here. The one who says that exact analogy is the Or Chaim. Or Chaim in Parshat Kitiso says this idea. The Yisachar Zvulun really has no limit. You can do it with anybody you want.
It's not full, but you're supplementing.
In other words, you're giving more to many people, it's not a problem. You can
in effect, just saying, look, I'm giving you need some money, I'm giving you
everyone can give him more. Oh, so we'll get that's part of it. So we'll get to that. Ramosha says, no, you can't be Yisachar Zvulun more than one person. You're giving 50% of what you're doing to somebody else. And the Chor, that's exactly what it's talking about. If you understand the Yisachar Zvulun means someone's supporting Torah. Someone's supporting Torah. He's giving money, another guy's supporting. Each one is supporting in some way. Whatever we start, it gets that schar supporting Torah. But the pshat is that we're partners. I give you half what I have, you give me half what you have. You can't do it with anybody else. It's not meaning you're giving you reward. And that's what, unfortunately, this goes into another conversation, another topic, which is not so much like today. Can you sell Olam Haba? Can you sell your reward in Olam Haba? Is it even possible to do such a thing? Once we spoke about it over here. But let's assume, so what Moshe says, we're not selling my Olam Haba. I'm selling my learning Torah. You learn Torah, not me. I learn half the time. So I can't give it to somebody else. That's one thing. Then comes the other side. What happens when you have a person who's a Zvulun? Does he have to give 50% of everything that he owns, that he makes to the Yisachar? So Moshe says, yes. You have to give everything you make. Your partners. No half partners. If you want half of the Torah, you need to get half the money. Moshe has an exception. If you talk about someone who's an Asher Muflik, he's a mamish, a millionaire, that makes millions and millions of dollars, that the guy who's going to be learning Torah doesn't even have what to do with all his money. What is he going to do? He makes, this person makes $50 million a year. What are you going to do with $25 million? He's going to support him, give him everything he needs, every food, be able to live, be able to marry his kids. What else does he need? So then, since Ramosha, maybe then you don't have to give 50%. But if not, where were 50-50 partners? Says Ramosha. Others hold no. Chazosha brings it as well. So you don't have to give 50%. You have to give him, even if you give something. And then the minhag today in the Olam, a lot we had through Rav Eliashiv when he established Yisachar Zvulun, even if you support something, you don't have to be given the 50% of your making. then the chorus told me also, how do you look at yourself as well? I'm supporting Toyo. So whatever I support, I support. But if the child is not supporting Toyo, we're becoming partners. What do you mean? If we're partners, we're partners. There's no way to divide it. Another thing that may be also depending on this is, can you do Yisachar Zvulun with money of Maisa? Can you use money of Tzedakah to do Yisachar Zvulun? If you all, the Yisachar Zvulun is what? Is supporting Torah. I'm supporting Torah, giving Tzedakah. I can give Tzedakah this thing, or anything, I can give Tzedakah to anything else. But if you understand that you're buying your partnership, you may not be able to do it, Tzedakah. Now, you can't use Tzedakah to buy your own partnership. That's your avodah, you have to do it. And finally, one other discussion that we have between the Paiskim, does it work or doesn't work, is regarding, does this thing work only for Torah, or it works also for other things? Let's say a person comes, and there's a tshuva in the name of the Maharsha, and someone came and said, someone's going to go do, he's a mitzvah, he's a Baal Chesed, someone says, I'll support you, and every mitzvah you do, he's the one, he's the biggest Baal Tzedakah in the world, I'm going to support you, and whatever I do, whatever Tzedakah you do, I'll get half. Does that work the same way or not? Does it work only in Torah, or it works in other mitzvahs as well? So again, if you hold the idea of a Yisachar Zvulun, it means what? It's just basically supporting. I'm supporting. That's where Maria Marala Shakar, when he speaks about any mitzvah. I'm supporting, supporting mitzvahs. You're not really getting half the reward. You're getting a reward for being someone who spreads Torah and mitzvahs in the world. So regardless how you do it, you're spreading Torah and mitzvahs in the world. Mashenken, when you're talking about if you're a partner, after that the idea of partnership works only by Torah. That's where you find Yisachar Zvulun. That's where you find the Gemara in Saito, Rashi and Zvachim. He could go and say, I'm not going to learn Torah, you've been learning Torah, and that Tzchus HaTorah will work for me. But mitzvahs doesn't work. Even you do mitzvah. You can't do mitzvah for me. Sometimes you have a shlichus. You can do mitzvah, should be good for you, you'll do it for me. And this goes back to your question. We have a cloud, even someone who's a Zvulun, he still needs to be Kriyas Yetim HaTorah. Of chat. Because the idea is everybody has to have Kriyas Yetim HaTorah. Every person. That's your mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You can't do for me my mitzvah. But the more higher level of Torah, which means that you're creating something which is above, you know, the Kiner Mitzvah Torah, Mitzvah is a Ner, it's something to do with this more physicality of the world. Torah is much higher than this world. And Torah, you have this concept that you could, some can learn and give it to you. It's a Chiddush, the Avolim of Torah, not by other mitzvahs. So you're part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah that you have, you can't do for you, you have to learn a little bit. But then the big reward of somebody learning the whole time, that's something that you may be able to do, become a partner in it. That's a Chiddush Yisachar Zvulun if you learn that way. This end, that even the...
So what happens with Maaser? I mean, if it's not a partnership,
then you could do Maaser. That's right. Now, and the what happens to be that the Shaila is, when you have, even if you hold that partnership, there's another discussion in which he speaks about length, is can you do a partnership only for a quarter? So you know what, I don't want half of your reward. I want a quarter of your reward. I'll give you a quarter of my money. Does that work or not? Moshe holds now, but that's a discussion. Even if you hold the partnership, how do you work about it? Now, I just say that the Minhag HaOlam today, I mean, basically what Eliyashiv established with the Yisachar Zvulun, the deal of Yisachar Zvulun that I know personally that he dealt with in Yerushalayim, there it seems more that you're going with the Shita, not like a Moshe, but more that Yisachar Zvulun is just a supporter of Torah. And therefore, you could support it. It could be with Tzedakah. It could be with Maaser. You get part of it. You have to get 50% of the money. And then Konami, you're getting some reward. It's not the half reward of what it is. And that's like the Minhag HaOlam is doing today. Not the Yisachar Zvulun they're referring to that Rav Moshe learns is mamish a partnership with Yisachar Zvulun. And maybe there's really two ways to do it. There's one way to be a real partner where a person has a zip learning Torah. And the other way is to do it just supporting Torah. Yisachar Zvulun is mashmah. They add that real bond that Yisachar went out to work, and Yisachar went out to learn, and Zvulun went out to work, and they were considered to be one unit, as Hasif explains, regarding Yisachar Zvulun, when he speaks about Yaakov and Esau, the Mamish were two people, the two units joined to be one. Let's say that.